Former Senator Bob Kerry of Nebraska, a Vietnam veteran and recipient of the Medal of Honor, found himself in a firefight this past week over what happened one night at a village in the Mekong Delta more than 30 years ago. The controversy began with early distribution of a story which appears in today's New York Times Magazine. In the story, a member of Kerry's Navy SEAL team contends that Kerry led his men on a mission in the village of Thon Phong that resulted in women, children and older men being crowded together and killed. That account has been challenged by other surviving members of the SEAL team. At a news conference last week, Kerry acknowledged that unarmed civilians died in the fighting on the night of February 25, 1969, but he disputed how the deaths occurred.
The operation I led in February 1969 was in a free fire zone where there was a high probability of our making contact with enemy soldiers. We had reliable intelligence, both that a significant military meeting was taking place in the village that was our destination, and that there were not civilians in the area. And when we fired because we were fired upon. In short, we did not go out on a mission with the intent of killing innocent people. I feel guilty because of what happened, not because of what we intended to do.
NPR's Michael Sullivan visited the village of Thon Phong this weekend. He's on his cell phone. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Leanne.
What did you find when you got to the village?
Well, Vietnamese officials took a group of journalists to Thon Phong. It's deep in the Mekong Delta. It's about 100 miles from Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City. And they made available two women who said they had witnessed what happened on that February night in 1969. One woman, who was 12 at the time, says she was the only one to escape after American soldiers, she says, ordered 16 women and children out of their shelter, then without warning, opened fire. She told reporters she managed to escape by jumping back into the shelter, then slipping out through another exit into the jungle. Now, the second woman the authorities made available, she was in her early 60s, says she witnessed another incident slightly earlier that night, in which, she says, soldiers used knives to cut the throats of an elderly man and woman. After the soldiers left, she says, she went out and saw not only their bodies, but also three of their grandchildren, also, she says, killed by knives. After that, she says, she heard firing, waited a little while till she thought the soldiers were gone, and made her way a few hundred yards to where the firing had come from, and there, she says, she saw the bodies of the 16 women and children that the first woman spoke of. Now, the first woman's account is new. The second woman's story is similar to one she told the New York Times and similar to the story one of Kerry's men told the Times as well. Both women denied that there had been any firing from the village at the soldiers or that there were any Viet Cong in the village at the time of the attack, Leanne.
So how believable would you say these women are, given how their stories mesh?
Very credible in the sense that at least 20 people are known to have been killed at Thon Phong that night. That's something that everyone seems to agree on, and Senator Kerry himself has admitted that women and children were among the dead. The two women's accounts are roughly similar and roughly correspond to what one of Kerry's men told the Times, as we said. Having said that, while both women say that no Viet Cong were in the village at the time, it's fairly clear from speaking to other villagers that the Viet Cong did move freely in and around Thon Phong, and therefore it wasn't unreasonable for Kerry's team to be looking for them or even finding them there. But either way, what's clear, maybe the only thing that's clear, is that something awful happened in Thon Phong that night.
What's it like there now?
Well, it's very isolated. It's very remote. And while it's a lot bigger than it was when the incident took place, it's still a relatively poor place, even by local standards. There's no paved road to the town, and it didn't even have electricity, for example, until April of last year. Many people are still living in simple bamboo, earthen-floored huts, and it remains overall pretty backward. It's a town of fishermen and farmers, and most of those people there that I spoke with said that things haven't really changed much in Thon Phong since the war ended 26 years ago.
What else did some of those people in the village say about this story? Do you sense a demand for justice, for example?
Most people I spoke with in Thon Phong said there's no doubt that this was a terrible thing, that war or no war, there's no excuse for killing innocent women and children. But with the exception of the two women who say they witnessed it, people don't really seem to feel too strongly about it, or even say that the men responsible should be punished. I mean, most of them weren't even born or were very young when this incident happened, and they simply say they don't really think about it, that it was something that happened long ago, and basically that it's time to move on. And that seemed to be the same sentiment being expressed by the government in Hanoi this past week, Leanne. A foreign ministry spokesman said that the government called Kerry's expression of remorse a positive thing and added that if he wanted what the government called peace of mind, perhaps the first step would be to take concrete steps to what the government called heal the wounds left by the war. And in fact, that last bit is what a lot of the villagers in Thanh Phong were saying too. We're a poor village, many said. If he wants to help, do something for our village. Don't let an old wound be reopened for nothing, one fisherman said. And that appeared to be the expression, to be the feeling of many in the village that I saw.
NPR's Michael Sullivan, who this weekend visited the village of Thanh Phong. Thanks a lot, Michael.
You're welcome, Leanne.